Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today on this another shutdown day. Have an interesting question here at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. And that is, yes, I will keep you anonymous. So after all the casinos and bars have had to shut down across the state, what gives the Middlegate Bar and Grill the right to stay open? I know that there was a large group out there over the weekend. It's all in who you know. It really is. It's all in who you know. Why was a friend of mine fined last Wednesday when, yeah, it could have been a couple more days to let appointments get canceled and let people do their thing, but no. I think it's because who she is. Something that you need to know about that is going on, and you should already know this, and that is, it doesn't matter what is going on. There are some pretty disgusting, low-life, evil people out there. Whether it be a hurricane, a tornado, the death of a police officer, whatever it is, people are going to come up with scams. So there are people going door to door saying that they are with law enforcement or that they are with the Red Cross, and they are authorized to do home testing for coronavirus. This isn't happening, people. We've already seen home invasions. There are people calling up, especially the seniors right now, trying to get their Medicaid information because they're doing Medicaid scams, because seniors are especially scared right now. People are being told that everything has to be done by the phone. So just to give them their information. Don't do it. Do not give anybody your personal information over the phone, over the internet, until you contact somebody. Get their contact information and say, I'll get back to you. If they say they're with the IRS and they need to get you your aid check, say, let me get your number. I got to go look up that information and I'll get right back to you. And then you be smart. Go to the official IRS website, look up the information, get their real phone number, call them and say, hey, I just got this phone call. You're going to find out that these are scams. Because like I said, there are evil, disgusting people in this world. And just like the cockroaches, they will go on. If you are not expecting anybody at your house, for God's sake, don't open that door. Because that's what people doing home invasions do, is they wait for you to crack that door open, and that's when they kick it. I don't mean to make people nervous, but you have to understand reality as well. That's why you shouldn't have waited until last week to start thinking about buying a firearm and ammunition, or having a pantry stocked with food, having a medical bag just in case. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with one of my favorite people. Just love him and his group so much. And hopefully we'll be getting more groups going once all this crisis nonsense is gone and behind us. It's Randy with the Desert Pigs. We need to get you a sound effect, Randy.
How you doing, Monica?
I am doing fantastic. And boy, I've just been all over your websites. And I hope you're building. And did you get that Fallon group up and going?
No. I've kind of backed off on that. I was getting a little kind of a real light interest in Fallon, just a few people. And there are people there with the waste disposal site, which is city run, was not responding to talk to me at all. And so I thought I'd just back off. And actually, we'd like to focus on Reno at this time. And once this slows down, we want to get up in that area. And I'd like to invite any Reno people that think they might want to participate to go to our website or to me personally and email me so I have your information so we can get in touch with you when we finally get things rolling, when we can get our crew out there again. We're still going out a little bit right now. We're probably going to go out just a couple of us here in the afternoon, maybe Ray and Glenn and myself and Robin, and hit a couple of sites that are new. And that's what I wanted to mention, is with this coronavirus thing and everybody's shut in, people are just throwing trash out. We found a couple of places we cleaned up in the last 48 hours alongside Highway 50 where people are just throwing crap out all over the place, and it's blowing all over the desert. So we run Hogzilla, the dump truck, out and scoop it up. And right now it's just kind of being stored at my place until we can fill up more and get over to the transfer station that's still open in Dayton. So,
the transfer stations actually are considered essential businesses. So they, and you know, unless there is a nationwide shutdown of anything, they shouldn't be closing because trash pickup, things like that.
Burnley is. The one in Fernley, I understand, is shut down. Now, I don't know if that's today still, but it has been the last few days. And our Fernley group, which has about 100 people, are getting really upset that they really can't go out. But we're suspending going out in large groups at this time because, you know, we want to be safe. So only one or two people, and the rest of that time we're all holding up in our houses and stuff and doing the best we can to help.
If you can practice social... If you can practice social distancing anywhere, it's definitely out in the middle of the desert picking up trash.
Yeah, it is. And when you're alongside the highway of Highway 50 or wherever, 80, any place you are, and you're 100 yards off of the highway, you're kind of out there in the sticks with nothing but you and the sagebrush and maybe a rattlesnake coming out of hibernation or two. But I've already noticed people are taking advantage of this and just throwing crap out in the desert. It's increasing now. So we're going to hit two places today, and we understand under the bridge at Dayton Valley Road off of 50 is a large homeless encampment that has kind of dissipated, but there's tons of trash under there, so we may get under the bridge and try to clean some of that out today.
But, yeah, the homeless or the vagrancy issue doesn't believe in what you pack in, pack out. It's not like real camping. Did we just disconnect with Randy? Oh, we just lost Randy. So I will give the information then, since we just lost Randy, and let me flip over to my bookmark page here, because I made sure that they got into desert into my list. You can go online and desertpigs.com. Desertpigs.com. You can go through. Last time they posted, love this, 784 cubic yards of trash removed from the desert. These are all volunteers, and we got them back. Hey, Randy.
Hi. I don't know what happened, but it just suddenly shut off. So, again, I'd just like to get the people of Reno area to contact us and get on a list so that when we can get rolling again, we'd like to open it up to that area. And we're just all volunteers. we spend our own gas money and we collect donations to help pay for the dump fees, which are huge. And we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop this because of the coronavirus or anything else. So we'll keep plugging away in little small groups until we can get out in large numbers.
Yeah, coronavirus be damned. You're making this a cleaner and safer place for everybody. So desertpigs.com if you'd like to follow them, if you'd like to contact them, or if you'd like to start your own group with them in a different area. We're looking at Reno right now, but hey, if you want to do one in Sparks or wherever they don't have the group together, get your friends, and this is an awesome way to do it. Randy, thank you so much for calling in, and if people want to go out with you, when is the next planned outing?
We don't have anything planned per se right now. We're just suspending everything because we don't want to get more than two or three people together at any one time. But we will be announcing on our website, Desert Pigs Trash Talk, and we'll put the information on there when we kind of open it up. But for right now, just a few of us are going out and just going to continue the battle to stop this. But you know, I to get further information, I really would like you to talk to Phil Woolley, our founder. He's kind of homebound right now because of all of the closures and everything. And he's a great guy to talk to. And I've just kind of taken it on myself to start pushing things on the outside. And I've found that, you know, you are a great person. And we'd love to continue conversations with you throughout the summer. So,
you are always welcome to call in.
But we left a hat and a badge for you to be an official Desert Pig with us.
Aww.
So that was at the station. I talked to, I believe it was the young Evans. Henry was his name?
Henry, yes.
Henry, yeah. He's a great guy. We talked a lot. We went in there a little over a week ago, and we talked about hunting and fishing, and he hates seeing the crap out there where he hunts.
Yeah.
And he showed us a picture of his Jerry getting a great trophy out there. It was a neat thing to see. So we wish him well in his hunting, and any support we can get, we appreciate it, Monica. So,
well, you definitely have it
well
here
today, and wish you well, and you know, keep up the good fight, and we'll listen to you always.
All right, thanks, Randy. I appreciate it. Oh my gosh, and you know what? I hate to be a tattletale, but don't let Randy and Phil and, I mean, all of the team, all of the volunteers, the people who go out and do this, don't let their hard work, their money, their time, don't let it go to waste. If you see somebody dumping in the desert, if you see somebody just throwing trash, call it in. Get a license plate number. Obviously, with law enforcement not being increased since 1988 here in the city of Reno, they're probably not going to do anything right now, but at least get it on file. You know, littering is against the law. There's another law we should continue to enforce. We live in a beautiful area, and rather than, you know, spending the taxpayer dollars for art that deteriorates and turns into trash that you've paid for, why don't we just keep our beautiful city, county, state clean? Imagine how beautiful that could be. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. What do you got on your mind during this lockdown? 884-9910. Love to hear from you. And if you're going stir crazy and you want to get back out into the workforce, or if your company needs help, it's hiremenevada.com. It's that easy. It's Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
Sorry, I'm getting frustrated. I'm just sitting here looking at the agenda for tomorrow for the Reno City Council. That you're not allowed to attend, but you can call in and leave a voicemail if you like. 991fmtalk.com. Should local governments be forced to suspend all votes when public comment is, well, come on, it's shut down. So what if it's a voicemail system? You're not there with the people that have been elected to represent you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk source. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with David. Wants to talk about spraying. That's an interesting idea, David.
And the thing is if we have a swarm of locusts and everything, you know, we spray to prevent it. If we have a particular thing going on, you know, we spray to prevent it. I don't understand, you know, if you put up a sign and you say, hey, spraying, and people show up anyway, well, then they're going to get, you know, crop dusting isn't a totally lost art. I don't know why we're not doing that, especially with, you know, okay, kids, we're spraying the beach tomorrow. If you want to hang out here, you're going to get dusted. And I don't know. It just seems like an option that's not even on the table.
Yeah, people, we're going to look at this whole situation with COVID-19. We're going to look at this with hindsight. And we're going to pick it apart for the next one that happens. Since this is so new, it's a new virus. But that's the problem, David. Every virus out there nowadays is new. So they're going on we don't have a vaccine yet. We don't have, you know, a cure yet. It just is so frustrating, David. And that's a great idea, though. Thank you for thinking forward.
Thanks for the
call, David. See, that's the thing, is everyday working people have better ideas and seem to be more conscious of what's going out and going on out there than the so-called professionals. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Bruce this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Bruce, what's on your mind?
Well, hi, Monica. How's everybody's favorite talk radio host?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Bruce, but I know I'm yours, so.
Well, I just wanted to let all your listeners know that there is still some normalcy happening during this panic where everybody seems to be losing their minds. We're still going to do the Nevada Patriot meeting, albeit virtually,
next week.
Yeah, our Nevada Patriot secretary and my first line supervisor, Reva, has been working very hard to get the website, the Nevada Patriot website, up to speed so that we can start posting these sorts of things on the website, in addition to the emails that will go out. The date and time for the meeting will go out via email, but we're also putting a link on the website, kind of a meet the candidate link, where I'll be interviewing candidates that are running for offices and then posting those interviews on the website. People can go there and get to know the candidates a little bit.
Well, you know, Bruce, there's something else that you should look into, that if people want to call and ask questions at the same time, you could have your meeting over Zoom.
That's exactly the format we're going to use.
Is it? Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Well, I'm rather technologically impaired. Fortunately, that's what I have Reva for.
Actually, I am even more technologically impaired than you are, and I know how to use Zoom because all I have to do is click on a link. Once you send it out, and now they understand that they have such a good platform that they are opening up the lengths of the meeting times, and they're opening up the numbers of people that you can have participate. So they're making it easy for people to stay connected, because we know work has to continue. Meetings like yours with the Nevada Patriots have to continue. AMAC, you know, the Association of Mature American Citizens, has to go on. And this is a great way to get the message out. So where can people find more information about Nevada Patriot Group?
Well, that will be on NevadaPatriot.net. That's Nevada Patriot singular, not plural. A lot of people could, I tried going there, Bruce, and I can't find it. Did you put an S on the end of Patriot? Well, yeah. Well, there's a problem. It's just NevadaPatriot.net.
Well, we think of all of us as patriots, so that... Yeah.
I understand. Unfortunately, that was already taken, so I had to use what was available.
All right. Well, thank you for yours and your Secretary Rivas' continued support of the American way and what we're doing to better this way of life for everybody, and to make sure that even in times of crisis like this, we don't become a total socialist country. Because if you see the Democrats and the Republicans fighting right now in Congress, we're already halfway there, if not more. So, Bruce Parks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Additionally, if I might,
quickly.
Carol Feinberg, her conservative talk lunch is also happening virtually tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
There was an email that went out, and there's a link to that on our website.
I know. I was going to talk about it. But you just jumped the gun. It's okay. It's all right, Bruce. I know you just want to have your own show.
Not at all. Oh, no. We couldn't get
by
without
even the dog. Even the dog agrees. All right. Bruce Parks, thank you so much for calling in. Phone lines always open to you, 884-9910, if you've got a meeting that you're starting up as well. There's a lot of them out there. The Great Awakening is going on. The Nevada Patriots, Carol Feinberg's conservative talk lunch. Lots of them out there, and we'll make sure that you know about them, especially the city of Reno. We'll come back with some of their agenda items, things that you might want to comment on by voicemail. Yeah. Here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM Talk stations. So glad you're with me today. It's hard for a lot of people out there. But we move on. We continue the fight. Just know that the city of Reno will be holding their regular city council meeting tomorrow. But you're not invited in person. You have to stay away. So I don't know how many people are getting this notice, but this is an important one, starting at 10 a.m. Maybe now that you're home, you'll be able to participate, because this is not only the city or the Reno City Council, but it's also the Redevelopment Agency Board. 10 a.m. starting tomorrow via teleconference. Now, one of the things that they're going to be looking at, and for possible action, a lot of people losing their jobs right now. A lot of hardship going on. So, tomorrow they may be awarding the contract for the 2020 preventative maintenance project of $3,344,000 for Northwest, Verdi instead. Slurry ceiling, some for the Southwest as well. Now that seems reasonable. But what about this? The possible awarding of a contract for a park, for a new park, $3,740,000 for Ward 3. Don't you think that you should be involved in that? Isn't it a little mismanagement of money if we need to be so fiscally sound, which we are not, if they are supposed to be saving money, which they are not, to build a park that they have to pull funding from for probably maintenance also? Well, the only way you can participate in this Reno City Council meeting and the Redevelopment Agency Board is to leave a voicemail for up to 3 minutes. Make it a nice voicemail. Don't be rude, because they'll probably just delete it. 393-4499. That's the number. Call the city council and the mayor and let them know how you feel. And answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should local governments be forced to suspend all votes when the public cannot attend and make comments in a timely manner in person? Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910. Check in with Elizabeth this morning. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. How is it in Minden and Gardnerville this morning?
It's great. I got the update, only two cases of coronavirus, and we're all staying healthy. And I just found out by calling the Bentley Distillery, they now voluntarily switched to make hand sanitizers, which they will distribute to first responders that in need. And I think this is worth sharing, because they deserve the credit for that.
That is fantastic.
Isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of distilleries, you know, that are usually making beer or other forms of, or not beer, but forms of alcohol, vodka, things like that, they're switching over because it's very easy for them. So, yeah. Elizabeth, thank you
amazing.
So much for...
I was so pleased. I just saw it last night. There is somebody back east who started doing it, and it just popped in my head. I should call them to see if they got that idea, and they said, yep, they already started it. So
that
I think
fantastic.
The local community is rallying.
Yes, exactly. This is how communities work together, and we come up with solutions to problems. We don't need China to be our supply chain for all of this stuff out there. We can do it right here in the good old USA. So Bentley, thank you so much to you and all of your employees getting this out there, getting it done. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Michael. Michael, you want to talk about the meetings going on between our government representatives?
How does that go? Taxation without representation is tyranny?
Yeah, I think that's how it goes.
Well, you know, they're there sitting in their ivory tower, and here we are sitting at home. Because they won't let us out.
Well, and that's why, Michael, I think it's so important that since more people are home right now, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, you need to be on this web conference. You need to be watching and listening to what they're saying and counting how many decisions that they vote on to spend our money, and we're not happy about it. Because you know they're going to make decisions.
The county's doing it as we speak, because the county commissioner's meeting is going on right now. You don't have to wait for the city. The county's doing it as we speak.
Well, jump on if you can for the county.
The county locked us out yesterday.
Yeah, This is what they do, Michael. You know, no crisis, no good opportunity is going to go to waste of cutting the American taxpayer out of decisions. So remember this, because we're still going to have our elections. So just remember this.
Yeah. The other thing, Monica, is that got an alert on the phone. I don't know if it's a hoax or not, that the county is asking us to stay home and only essential people be moving around or only do essential things. So I don't know if it's a stay in place or not from the county, but there's some web addresses on there and a county phone number. It appears to be correct. So I don't know if it's a hoax or not. It might be something you look into.
Yeah, I would doubt seriously. I'll look into it, but I would doubt seriously it's a hoax because, Michael, it's just going to keep progressing. Did you see what India just did to over 1 billion people?
No, I did not. I'm working.
Shelter,
I'm essential personnel.
Shelter in place for 3 weeks. India.
Oh, hey.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it, and you stay home. So, you know, we're watching every place else around the world, and I'm sorry, it's going to get worse here before it gets better. We are still not at that midpoint yet, and I have a feeling very shortly, if you are literally not essential, you stay home. They're probably not going to be going as far as China, where China padlocked people's doors, but I see it coming forward that we're going to see more shelter in place here. So, Michael, thank you so much for the call and the heads up about the county, and you need to make your concerns known. You need to let them know that even though your voice is being silenced right now, because seriously, voicemail, they're going to transcribe. It's not even live. It's not even live voice messages. I mean, I at least take emails during the show and text messages and put them out to you as they come in so we can talk about things. And yes, I do believe those were Chinese-made padlocks. So think about all of the things. Once we come out on the other side, what are we going to do? It's an election time. I've got a call in to a medical manufacturer here in the Reno Sparks area. We can take all of this away from China. We can take everything back that the Democrats have been systematically moving overseas, making great deals with China, and not just the Democrats. Where was Bush saying we're going to put our foot down and fighting for the American people to keep manufacturing in this country when China was taking it from not only this country, but from other countries? To make sure that they were the dominant choice. They undercut legitimate businesses by so much that they kept their factory workforce in literally slave wages. What happened to all the outrage when, you know, somebody had a clothing company, a celebrity had a clothing company, and they would show the children working, sewing, putting shoes together. Where was the outrage? We saw some celebrities even shut down their businesses because of it. But now China literally makes everything. And they do it for pennies on the dollar because they want to be the place that we are beholden to for everything. Now, will you start looking at that Made in China tag? We have to make some serious decisions for ourselves once we come out of this. And you better know that your elected representatives had better be on board or they're going to be out. Because the American people are not going to stand to go through this again. And thank God, my hand in the air for President Trump standing up to China when the Democrats were using the old, you know, oh, farmers are so upset. No, the farmers weren't upset. Because people who believe in this country, they were willing to take the hit to see this finally happening. And when it looked like, yeah, Trump's got the re-election in the bag. Maybe China should come up with something else to slow him down. Just a thought. We'll be back after this with more of your thoughts on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
That's what we all need. We need a little woo-hoo. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910. Do this with me right now. Just take a deep breath. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. And calm down. People are so overreacting to the coronavirus that some people, it's the whole toilet paper thing still just, you know, gets the hell out of me. But in Australia, two people were fighting over toilet paper, so the police had to get involved, and they both got tased. It's just, you know, they found an 18-wheeler. They found a semi that had been semi-jacked, I guess. 18,000 pounds of bathroom paper products. I mean, this, we're supposed to be watching out for each other, not gouging each other and not taking advantage. Those people that are taking advantage, I just can't believe it's realistic. So take a deep breath and know that we are going to get through this together. And again, thank you to Bentley for turning around and making that hand sanitizer, especially for our first responders, because life is going on. Hell, some woman lit up her crack pipe and the whole house exploded. Back in the Midwest. I think it was Illinois. Wouldn't be surprised. But the hospitals are still inundated with people that are getting in accidents, that are suffering other diseases, and people are freaking out about this virus. That if you get it, guess what? It's not a death sentence. It's just feeling icky. Who hasn't had pneumonia? If you have weakened immune system, well, I'm sorry. But we will get you the help that you need. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with AJ. Hey, AJ.
Hey, Monica. How are you?
I am doing great. So you want to talk about Bill Gates?
Well, that, I want to know who the author was, but that's not what I want to talk about. I listen to only your station, and it drives me nuts, so I don't call as often as I should, which would be every 2 seconds. But I want to say one thing to people out there. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. But this is what I wanted to say to you. Well, I do want to know who the author was of that thing that you posted. But you know what? When I was in college, I had to take humanities peace class that all of us had to take, I'm sure, when we were in college. So I elected not to take arts or music. I elected to take another course in humanities, which was the fall of the Roman Empire. It's called History Repeats Itself, Money, Greed. mm-hmm. power. It's all where we're at right now. And people, here's a good example. Tom Hanks and his wife were sick. And once they were treated, they feel great. What were they treated with? We don't have, there's no cure for this, they say. So I'm like, I get so aggravated at people who make statements and they're running in power and fear because they just want an answer. So they'll believe anything. Yeah. We all get sick. This is flu season. You know, I was sick really bad. I'm fine. Did I have the coronavirus? No, I had the flu, another strain of it. And I'm not taking it lightly. There are people that are a lot sicker than others. I get that. I'm dealing with two of them right now. This is the time of the year for it, but people are just going crazy with the stuff that's being published out there.
Yeah. And look at what Congress is fighting over for that aid bill when you should be taken care of because, well, they're shutting everything down. They are shutting everything down. Not us. They are. And you know who they are. I'll be back tomorrow with you on 92.3 and 99.1.